Why do I hate Gwyneth Paltrow? I don't even know why.
Why?
There's something. There's no reason. I never met her. She's right. Never done anything to me.
Right. Personally, no.
It's Chaz and AJ in the morning. Maureen Callahan is on, and I'm a big fan of hers. You got to follow her. She's got this podcast called The Nerve.
Uh-huh.
But she's been a thing since she was like 17 with MTV, and she's written for New York Times, Vanity Fair, New York Post. You just name it. She's written for them.
Seems like, yeah.
Can you help me with my... By the way, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Thank you, Chad. And thank you for that lovely introduction. I'll do my best to live up to it.
Oh, cool.
All right, you're from Long Island, right?
I am.
Whereabouts?
Long Beach, New York was where I was raised.
Oh, Long Beach, okay.
All right, yep. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
This is our first week on in Long Island, where a Connecticut show now beamed into Long Island. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, lucky us. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
If only everyone on Facebook said that, but yes.
So I'm wary.
Well, I mean it wholeheartedly. So you've got issues with Gwyneth, but you don't understand why you need some direction.
You know, when she named her kid Apple, that was a little bit. And then when she got divorced and said, we're consciously uncoupling, I thought, no, you're getting divorced like the rest of us.
Right. Then there's a candle thing.
Oh, there was a candle, the vagina.
Yes.
The vagina candle.
Yes. But I feel like I'm kind of shooting around the target. What is it about her?
Yeah.
Well, I do think you're building your own case. These are not all of those examples you listed are many things that have accrued in the culture. Never forget, she also once said, I would rather smoke crack than feed my child cheese from a can.
Wow.
So, you know, it's been a long history with Gwyneth. I mean, she's an interesting character in the culture, I think, because she does say these things that are designed to provoke and repel most working middle class people are literally like, who is this person? How dare she? But then she goes and does something like becomes one of the first women to speak out against Harvey Weinstein in the very infancy of that story breaking, when it was really kind of a bold and brave thing to do. So she's kind of like figured out a way to maintain her foothold in the culture as she was aging out of acting. As she moved to London to raise her children, she figured out a way to become Goop, to become sort of incorporated and further branch herself in that way. So she's not going to go anywhere. She's going to be at the Oscars this weekend.
Oh, thanks for the warning.
She's not nominated, but she'll be presented. And she's one of, you know, I don't know if you even want to talk about the Oscars, but there are very few movie stars left. And love it or not, she's one of them, you know?
Yeah, she's great in Iron Man.
She was great in Iron Man.
I thought she was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not a hard role to play.
But she did well. She did good,
But then she goes and she does press and she's like, who was in that movie with me? I don't even remember. You know? And you're like, we hate you again.
Right.
We hate you again.
Now she must die.
But yeah, she was in the Marty Supreme movie.
Oh.
Awful movie.
Really?
Have you guys seen it?
No. I watched the trailer and I felt like that was enough. Yeah. I could barely get through the trailer. It was 2.5 minutes of, you know, this seems like it's Days of Thunder for nerds.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like ping pong champion.
Seriously? I hear Supreme, I think burrito.
It's not just the ping pong championship at stake here. It's the life and death, hard scrabble, world of underground ping pong in New York.
Wow.
More dangerous than any drug deal that took place in the 70s or 80s. So yeah, no, you were right. I watched it because I had to. And it's the movie never lets up. It's sort of always at 11. And I don't think I've seen a more unlikable character played by a more unlikable actor in recent memory.
Well, that's good.
Wow. So now I want to see it.
Do you?
Maybe.
I dare you to sit through it. Defy you to sit through it.
That'll be your assignment this weekend. So Monday, AJ will have a full report on Marty Supreme.
Oh, I think Burrito Supreme.
The only question with the Oscars this Sunday really is, will Timothy win? Or having launched one of the most ill-advised Oscar campaigns ever, in which he told the entire world his acting for the last 7 years he's been in the business has been top-level SH, you know? Will he have talked himself right out of that Oscar?
Yeah, that was a bold move. But yeah. So he hasn't won an Oscar yet.
Not yet.
He's been nominated.
But he hasn't won. And this was tipped to be his year.
Oh.
And it seemed like the industry was really behind him. He's done some really high-profile events with the likes of Matthew McConaughey and the director Christopher Nolan, Kris Jenner, his girlfriend Kylie Jenner's mother, has been rumored to be really pushing, a.k.a. quote-unquote, allegedly reportedly buying votes. And so the whole thing feels off. It feels dirty. It feels dirtier than most movie. Oscar campaigns.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of rooting for Timothy to lose.
Oh, gotcha.
When I watch the Oscars now, I hate watch.
Yeah, it's true. Same.
And my wife likes to watch
the bulk of us.
My wife likes to watch the fashion, and I just hate these lives that they have.
Yep.
And now they're handing them. It's not enough to be good looking, to be popular and famous and rich.
Yeah.
Acting like real people. Right. But now we're going to hand each other awards. And that's not enough.
No.
Now I'm going to pontificate on what I think about the planet.
Right.
Get off the stage. Take your awards, say thank you, and move on.
Yeah. You and your head, get out of here.
Agreed. It's why we need Ricky Gervais, but he's too...
Oh, he was the best.
He was great.
He was the best.
Who's hosting the Oscars?
This year?
Is it Conan?
Conan. Yeah, okay. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah. He'll be watchable.
He'll be okay.
He's not going to be abrasive.
No. Yeah. Nobody else will.
No, he kind of really does thread that needle pretty well. But, you know, it's interesting because Conan kind of really has ridden out that whole, you know, the Reiner murders only a few months ago.
Right.
And it was at his party that, you know, he's been reported very credibly and has not pushed back on this, that at least one person at that party wanted to call the cops because Nick Reiner's behavior was so upsetting. And Conan said no. My party, my house, my rules, we're not calling them.
Does that really happen?
Those are the credible reports.
Okay.
And Conan has not denied those.
Looking back now, not a good idea. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. Probably should call the cops.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. You don't want someone to call the cops on your friend's son.
Right.
But then that happens.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, damn it. Yeah.
Ugh.
My bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's not in any way Conan's fault, but it's just sort of this like tableau of, you know, you get this real sense of what it's like inside that Hollywood bubble, and even the people you think are kind of maybe the decent ones, you know, like, really, why couldn't they have called the cops? Why? Like, what was going on at that party that maybe they didn't want the cops show? I'm not saying anything.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what was going on. Like, I heard that he was walking around just being a dick, like saying, so, you're famous, so how much do you make?
Right.
Yes, and
how rich
were
are you?
Also reports, who are you, you know, Rob Reiner and his wife, this is established, had asked Conan if they could bring Nick, and Nick was well known in that circle as a very deeply troubled young man, not just the drug addiction, but deeply troubled, and they said, okay, but there was another report that, again, has not really been pushed back on, that the catering staff was told, hide the knives.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
damn, man. So how do you cut your meat?
Or is it
caterers do that for you at those parties?
Wow, that's a rich person's party.
Have you tried the steak?
Yeah. No.
That's crazy.
Who wants a steak on a stick?
I hadn't heard that.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we talked about it on The Nerve quite a bit when that story first broke, and we're going to be covering the trial. You know, he was arraigned very fairly recently. But, you know, what happened was the Nancy Guthrie case came along and just sucked all that oxygen out of the room.
Gotcha.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. Maureen Callahan is on. She's a podcaster. She's a very, very famous woman from Long Island, but now globally famous. What would you say you are? Are you a commentator on celebrity stuff? Would that be your title?
Well, right now I'm very flattered by that because I do not think I'm anything what you described. But how would I describe myself? Well, I'm a podcaster who I host The Nerve with Maureen Callahan. It's on YouTube and all podcast platforms. We talk all things pop culture, but our tagline is real talk about fake people. we talk about the real stories, not the stories that like the Access Hollywoods, the Entertainment Tonights, the sort of mainstream media industrial complex are going to pump at you and through the bloodstream. I also column twice a week at the Daily Mail. I'm an author. My last book was about Kennedy women. It was a New York Times bestseller called Ask Not, The Kennedys and the Women They Destroyed. And that's been rediscovered by a whole new set of readers in light of Ryan Murphy's very highly glossed up miniseries called Love Story, JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette, which is right now like the dominant show in the culture. I think it's been number one on Hulu. For
really?
Nice.
I saw clips of it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do
it. Did you guys see the JFK Jr. Lookalike
I heard
in
of
Washington
it.
Square Park?
I heard of it, yeah.
Which I call the himbo convention.
Himbo.
he was a himbo. He was a himbo, nothing more. But all these guys showed up dressed in various versions of JFK Jr., like JFK Jr. on a bike, JFK Jr. in a backwards Kangol on rollerblades, JFK Jr. as a lawyer. It was hilarious.
On Murphy Brown.
I couldn't watch that show because we were on Long Island when he was riding his bicycle through New York with no shirt on, just getting in all the tabloids.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, I got it.
Yeah, so he's got nipples. So what?
You're the son of a former president.
Yeah.
He died. You were just a kid saluting. God, now you're studly.
Yep.
A dopey lawyer who had to take the test like 57 times.
I finally did it,
pass the bar.
Do you guys remember what his first case was? What the prosecutor's office gave him?
No.
This is how, I'm not saying this to be cruel, but like he's been so lionized that it's actually a sickness in the culture. He was so dumb and such a liability that the first case they gave him to try in New York City was a guy who had climbed into someone's apartment through the fire escape, was robbing the apartment, fell asleep in the act, so probably nodded off. So the cops literally caught the guy red-handed.
Wow.
So that was JFK Jr.'s first case to prosecute.
Right.
Like, I can't lose.
The second was Coke versus Pepsi.
But we were on the island when that plane crashed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out there.
That's sad. It was sad.
Nobody wants to see that.
No.
The family's had a lot of sadness.
It was very sad. But what was lost in all of that coverage, and to this day, and this is why I've got a real issue with this Ryan Murphy project and why we recap every episode on The Nerve each week, and we talk about the real story versus the fake story. JFK Jr. was not... He went up that night against the advice of every single true pilot on that tarmac.
Yep.
He did not know how to fly that plane. Okay, here's something that has gone so woefully unreported, and it's in the NTSB report. It's in the formal federal government's investigative conclusion about who caused that crash, JFK Jr. alone. Would you guys believe, this is absolutely true, he nearly smashed into a packed American Airlines jetliner.
Wow.
230 souls on board, making its descent to, ironically, JFK Airport. And it was the pilots of that commercial jetliner who radioed to ground control, and they said, "We're trying to reach this guy. He's not on comms." And the ground control operator said, "Yeah, he's not talking to anybody."
Oh, boy.
I never heard that.
No.
Because the mainstream media would never report it, but it's right there in the NTSB report. It's so much worse than the culture or so-called historians or real, news outlets would have you believe. We never heard like an ABC News or a 60 Minutes get into that plane crash. Why?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And you're going to be live streaming at the Oscars, not to change the subject, but we're wrapping up here.
Yeah.
I want to direct people to.
Yes.
If you want to have fun during the Oscars, just watch this. We'll link up. And I know Ruth will be watching you. And boy, if we could talk to you.
Yeah, we're doing the red carpet.
Wow.
We've got live guests. We're going to be talking to anyone watching, our viewers, known as the Troublemakers. We'll be live streaming. We do award shows like nobody does award shows. Our very humble mission, is to fill the great void left by the late, great Joan Rivers.
I would shuffle my feet.
They can't take it now.
Yeah, no.
They can't take it.
No.
That show was great, yep. by the way.
We can
she was
do
awesome.
It remotely.
She was
awesome. Yep. It doesn't matter. We can still come at them. There's
yes.
nowhere to hide.
That's it.
There's nowhere to hide.
Got him.
Love it. Boy, I'm going to have Ruth reach out to your people. Maybe we can get you next week just to get some comments on the Oscars.
Oh, that would be fun. I would love it.
Awesome.
Maureen Callahan.
I would love it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
The Nerve, hosted
Thanks
by
for
Maureen
having
Callahan.
Me, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi there. We are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.